Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Just before the break, we were discussing the rules, or some of them, pertaining the hadith number 331, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was commenting on marrying his cousin, the daughter of his uncle Hamza. So the Prophet alayhi salam, someone suggested to him, and it was suggested by Ali ibn Abi Talib, his cousin, that as long as this girl is unattended, unmarried, why don't you marry her, O Prophet of Allah? So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the rulings that come through suckling are exactly like the rulings that come from blood. That means kinship. So if a person suckles or is breastfed by a woman, then this woman becomes his mother, his foster mother, and all those who are related to her are relating to him as her son. Why? This is resulted from the milk. So the milk itself, when a person suckles from a woman, this milk helps to grow his bones and his flesh. So he becomes as if he is her own. Are there any conditions? Yes, there are conditions. Among the conditions, one, that these, it has to be within the age of 2 years of the child. Not only that, it's an issue of dispute, but the most authentic opinion is that if the child has stopped suckling before 2 years of age, and now he's dependent on food rather than milk, in this case, it's over again. It cannot be counted. Why? This is the opinion of some scholars. Because he is not dependent on the milk, which means that his bones and his flesh would not grow from it. There are a number of hadiths where the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that suckling is when a person is hungry. That means that when the infant is dependent, he is not able to live except on milk. And this can happen when a child is like 15 months old, and then his mother stops feeding him, and she gives him food, and he's dependent on food rather than on milk. The numbers of sucklings also are defined in Sharia. How many? In the beginning, there were 10. So the child should suckle 10 times, 10 meals from his suckling mother, foster mother, to become her son. This was revealed in the Quran, and it was abrogated, meaning that the ruling has changed. Abrogation in the Quran is divided into two types or three. One, when Allah Azza wa Jal abrogates the ruling and also the recitation. So the whole ayah is taken out. Okay, what about the ruling? Is it halal or haram? Even the ruling is taken out. Example, this. Aisha said, may Allah be pleased with her, it was revealed in the Quran that 10 sucklings, 10 meals, makes him a son to that woman. This was abrogated into how many? Into 5 sucklings. So the 10 sucklings were mentioned in the Quran. Now they are removed, abrogated. And not abrogated only ruling from 10 to 5. Also, the ayah is not there anymore. So this is the first type of what? Abrogation. In Arabic, it's called an-nasakh. Allah says in the Quran in chapter 2, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. Whatever we abrogate from the Quran or make you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forget it, we will replace it or bring something that is better than it. Second type of abrogation, though it's not our topic, but it's important that you know. The abrogation of the ruling while the verse is still there. For example, O you who believe, do not approach prayer while in the state of intoxication. This was in the beginning of time. You can drink and be wasted. When it's time of prayer, you should be sober. So Allah is permitting them to drink only in this, until the verse that abrogated it and said, no, it's completely prohibited for you to drink, whether you're sober or drunk, whether you're praying or not praying. So this is a second type of abrogation. But this is not our topic as stated before. So, the 5 sucklings, is what is applied at the moment. It's a difference of opinion because some scholars say, no, even one meal would be enough. Others say, no, three meals. And this is a choice of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, and other companions. But the most authentic opinion that is backed by the Sahih Hadith, that five known sucklings make a child prohibited and it makes him a son of the woman or the daughter of the woman who suckled him or her. Understood, inshallah. Now, what are more to know about this? Well, they have a terminology that states that the milk of the male, what is meant by the milk of the male? Does a male have milk? Said, no. Listen, know the consequences, know the circumstances, know everything that's related, then you understand. When a woman suckles, 99.9% she is not a virgin. Not only she's married, no, even a married woman would not have milk. But 99.9% she is married and gave birth. And this is when a woman has milk. So they say the milk that came to that woman, whose milk is it? She said, it's mine. But who did it result from? It resulted from the man. Therefore, the milk is the man's milk in this sense, which means that if a man has two wives, one wife breastfed a girl, and the other wife breastfed a boy, when they grow up, can they marry? Although they suckled from different mothers, their father is one. And therefore they cannot, and this is what is known as the milk of the male, or in Arabic, labanul fahl. So you have to put this in mind when we study the rest of the hadiths, so that it would make it clear for you how this thing takes place. Now, the most important thing in determining which is halal and which is haram, because we get this question so often. A man says, I suckled with this girl and I'm interested in marrying her sister. Is this permissible or not? What do you think? People say no. People say yes. To determine, before answering, you have to, first of all, imagine the situation. What makes this haram or halal? What makes this mahram or non-mahram? The child that suckled, how can we say that he is this or that? Only by knowing the source of milk. What makes him mahram is the milk. So we have to look at who consumed the milk and who's related to the milk. I have this brother, Abdullah, and I have this girl, Fatima. They all suckled from the same woman. Any woman, whether Abdullah's mother or Fatima's mother, or a third party, no problem. I have no problem with that. As long as they suckled from a woman, all her children are her brothers and sisters, their siblings. The husband of that woman is their father. Understood? The uncles of this woman are their grandfathers. The siblings of the woman who suckled is their uncles. The sisters are their aunts. Understood? So now these two are the daughter of the woman who suckled. Now, if Abdullah is interested in marrying Fatima, is it permissible? She is his sister. He cannot marry her. If Abdullah is interested in marrying Fatima's youngest sister, Khadija, is this permissible? Now, the woman who suckled does not relate to both of them. So now they are brothers and sisters. Abdullah is interested in marrying Khadija, the younger sister. Khadija, did she suckle from that woman? No, she suckled from her own mother. Therefore, she is a sister of Fatima, but she is not related at all to Abdullah. They can marry. Reverse this. Fatima has gotten a proposal from Ahmed, the eldest brother of Abdullah, or the youngest, or the twin. It doesn't make any difference. They did not suckle with each other, complete strangers, the marriage can take place. When there is a problem, when the woman who suckled is the mother of one of them. So if the mother of Abdullah suckled Abdullah and Fatima, Fatima is automatically the sister of all siblings. She cannot marry anyone who's related to the mother, the woman that suckled them. But Abdullah is in the clear. He can marry any of her sisters if he wish. So I hope this answers some of the problems. Once you relate this, because when you get an issue, when you get a question, people tend to confuse you. Say, I suckled this woman from so-and-so, and I want to marry her sister. Is it permissible? So the first question is, who suckled you? Who is the woman? She says, XYZ. Is she related to that woman you want to marry? I said, no. But I suckled with her sister or with someone, then there is no problem with that. Now, if he comes to me and say, I was breastfed by a woman, me and this woman, this girl, and we are now brothers through suckling. She got married, she has children. I'm interested in marrying her daughter. Is it permissible? Why?
He will be the uncle of those children.
Yes, that is quite true. He is the uncle. He cannot marry his niece. And the mother of this girl is his sister. So now, once you know the origin, once you know that the milk is the problem, you solve everything and everything becomes easy for you. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.